I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, July 20th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is urging people in Quincy to be more vigilant about the coronavirus. After a spike in cases last week, Koch says the caseload increased to 30 after having fallen into the teens recently. Koch urged restaurant workers especially to continue to wear masks at all times and urge customers to wear masks while they're not dining. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce has also issued a reminder to restaurant workers about the mask mandate. There have been 1,325 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,109 recoveries and 134 deaths. An 87-year-old Quincy woman died in a multi-car crash on Route 3 North in Pembroke on Sunday morning. State police say the unidentified woman was a passenger in a car that was involved in the crash, which forced the complete shutdown of that roadway for about 2 hours, causing massive backups. The crash remains under investigation. A 72-year-old man in a motorized wheelchair was struck and killed by an alleged drunk driver in Quincy Saturday night. Police say the victim was in a crosswalk at Quincy Avenue and Southern Artery at the base of Falls Boulevard when he was struck at about 8 p.m. The 78-year-old driver is charged with drunk driving and motor vehicle homicide. A Quincy man is facing charges that he grabbed a woman and tried to kiss her on the red line. Police say 38-year-old James Newhall from Field Street was arrested after allegedly assaulting the woman on a red line train at the North Quincy station last week. Unsafe bacteria levels in the water have been detected at two Quincy beaches. Results of tests taken last Thursday indicate excessive pollution in the water at Avalon and Chickatobit beaches, prompting warning signs advising people to swim at their own risk. And a reminder, buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Quincy Center beginning today through July 30th for a track replacement project. The buses will run Monday through Thursday from 8:45 p.m. through the end of service. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, July 20th.